It's the 28th of November. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A Bedford Borough councillor believes the council should become more involved in helping the bus companies to set reasonable timetables. Councillor Jonathan Abbott responded to an email he received which stated, "Dear Mr. Abbott, is there any rationale for having 56 minutes between buses, followed by two within 4 minutes of each other during the middle of the day? Mr. Abbott proposed clock-facing the bus schedules, where the buses are spaced with more balance within the hour, for instance, one bus every half hour. He was told, however, that the council has little oversight when it comes to bus timetables and that they are set by the independent bus operators." A police raid at a Bulldog property has led to the arrest of Jonathan Dunn from Clifton. The 49-year-old Dunn was charged with the supply of illegal drugs following the seizure of £120,000 in cash and 5 kilograms of cocaine. Mr. Dunn is currently being held in police custody. The rollout of gigabit broadband across parts of rural Bedfordshire has been less than satisfactory, according to Harrow councillor Alison Foster. The Borough Council team leader for economic development, Justine Ives, said, "In terms of gigabit speeds, it's at 84.7%, but there is quite a significant difference between the rural areas and the urban areas. 85% of the project will now be completed by Openreach, while the remaining 15% will be completed through the government's project Gigabit." Bedfordshire fire stations are grateful for the generosity shown by communities across the county after raising around £10,000 during their Open Days fundraiser. The funds will be used by the Firefighters Charity, which provides support for all aspects of firefighter wellbeing. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar? Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.